welcome to today's broadcast and the Late Night with Deanne Burley show. And this is Deanne. We're here on Saturday. The first day of September, and what do we have in store for us? September 11th is coming back again soon, and who knows what's going to be going on between now and October. Lots of things, and we need to be very cautious, throw caution, as they say, to the wind, because, again, we're in a mode of terrorism throughout the United States, and where it might hit, who knows. In my thought process, it might be in New York again, could be Chicago, and it also could be San Francisco. You know, from what I am seeing, reporting, getting reports from and things. So, again, another false flag, you know, operation. If this would be the final one, so we need to be very cautious. A lot of things are happening in the mortgage market right now. There was alleged going to be a bailout set up, and then it came back that, you know, no bailout. We should be responsible for our actions. We should be responsible for what we do, as though we're irresponsible. But then you have people in the government buying one bolt for millions of dollars, just one bolt and millions of dollars to deliver it. So who's irresponsible, them or us? It's all how you equate things, how we think, how we understand. Now, the other thing I want to bring up, too, is the amount of tax dollars that are levied on us. You know, income tax, tax sales tax, fuel tax, city, state, municipalities tax, just tax. For roads, schools, they allege all this millions and trillions of dollars come in. And these monies are used for different programs. And we're going to talk about one of the programs today from the past, and who knows what they're doing currently, and we're going to talk with a special guest on that. This is the thing I'm going to talk to you about, and this is what I want you to understand. Your tax dollars goes into the government, and the government then uses the dollars once it hits the general fund, whether or not it's federal, state, or municipal level. They take those monies and use it for different programs and projects. Well, one of the projects they used a long time ago, they put together, and it goes all the way back to World War II and before, they used this dollars that you put together and accumulate in tax dollars to put experimental programs together. It's experimental programs such as the project that happened in Montauk, New York. Very horrible experiments were done on people. Many people that were homeless that were in the area of New York and who knows where were taken and kidnapped off the street. Because, again, if you're homeless and you're out there, where do they have information about you? How do they know if you're dead or alive? What information they have? So those people that are out there can be easily removed and nobody would miss them. Then they also were taking children, putting them in these programs and doing experimentation on them. Some of the people were used for mind control programs. Others were experimented on other things. And there were all kinds of other levels of things that were going on in Montauk, New York, which is still there. Now, the facility had a base above ground, but there was a lot of activity underneath the ground. And there's always been a lot of activity underneath the ground. There are tunnels almost all over the face of this planet, all over the place. Tunnels, underground caverns and places that people have been placed in mining. Some of them have been involved with secret prisons. There was a woman that was in a prison out in the Midwest somewhere, and she was the head of the Seminese Army, and she was taken down miles underground and held in this prison. It was white walls and white ceilings and white floors, and she had white clothes on. There was no human beings there. And she was fed on a conveyor belt. And she lasted there for a number of years, about five, if I remember correctly. And this goes back, this happened about in the late 80s, I guess, early 80s. This is when this information came out. And anyway, it aged her for being in that environment almost 30 years. Many women's groups got together, and I know about this because I was on Peace and Justice radio program, and I did something on it. And a lot of women groups went in and got her removed from this place, but it was underground. So what did they do with that facility? What are these experiments they're doing? So anyway, tonight our guest is a person that was a part of the Montauk program. And he's going to explain what that is and explain things that he knows, a part of his organization called Expansion. Stuart Swelo is going to be our guest on RBN. And he has a wealth of information to talk about, a lot of things that we need to know about things that they have done. Now, these experiments that I'm talking about go back as far as World War II. Before World War II, they were experimenting on people. And some of the experiments have been things that would make your mind just go haywire. They would use people in experiments during the World War II. They would have this one experiment that they would remove the eyes from individuals and take their eyes out and replace it with blue eyes in order to try to make a master race of pure people. They had other experiments with twins and other things that you wouldn't even believe they were going on. But we're going to talk about the
attention. This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, we're back. And it's Deanne here on RBN. And if you want to write to me, you can, 400... Rogers Street, Downers Grove, Illinois, 60515. Call me at 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782, or go to integritynews.wetpaint.com, integritynews.wetpaint.com to hear more things that are going on. Again, callers, 800-313-9443 for this broadcast. And we're going to be talking now with my special guest, Stuart Swelo. He is a wonderful individual, author, patriots, come forth with information that you need to know about what has been going on with the government and various things. And I'd like to welcome Stuart Swelo to RBN. Stuart, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Deanne.
Hi, Stuart. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Oh, great, great. I wanted to have you explain the issue of the Montauk program that you saw in New York. You were one of the children, right?
Yes, I was there during the entire time that it was operational as a mind control programming center, and that was from 1970 to 1983. And the history of it, if I can go back in time, really goes back to 1799.
1799? Get out.
Well, that's when George Washington actually commissioned the building of the underground base at the Montauk Lighthouse in Montauk Point for purposes of storing supplies in case the British were to invade North America.
And so it was actually a supply a place.
Well,
and then later on, what happened?
Well, during the 1800s, they kept expanding and building further tunnels and caverns underground, and by the time it got to World War I, they had already excavated a very large area underneath and broke into other underground tunnels and caverns which were previously there, and they never knew that it had existed before. And they found ancient technology and other things there, which for all intents and purposes belong to the Atlantean time period, because as it turns out, Montauk Point is really the top of an island archipelago that used to extend from the central Atlantic to where Atlantis used to be, and is a remnant of it. And in fact, Montauk Point is not geologically part of the rest of Long Island, but is connected by a thin sandbar that has developed over the years because of storms.
Well, the thing that's amazing is the things that they were doing in this facility. Now, when did this experimental group start? Was that in World War I when Montauk started operations?
Well, you know, mind control and programming has been going on for thousands and thousands of years. But it was really because of the Roswell incident in 1947 that the government, or I should say the official government, realized that there was a threat out there that they could not control, and if people found out about it, it would cause mass hysteria and possibly a revolution. So they created a situation where they developed secret underground societies and governments to basically dispel the UFOs and aliens and that kind of thing, and to create a new, after the Germans were gone and the communists were there, they needed to create a new, a common threat to keep people in fear, because they knew from the German experimentation that fear opens the mind and is, it enables someone to control other people.
Now, the thing is that is really interesting is that, you know, through our history, we have been, you know, hearing that the United States was perpetrating being the good guy during these wars. But then there has been a lot of information currently talking about experimentation done on military personnel and various other people. And you have a very interesting background because it seems as though, what was it, your grandfather?
My great-uncle.
Great-uncle. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your great-uncle.
Mm-hmm. My great-uncle, Yakov Sverdlov, was the first president of the Soviet Union. And he was actually Stalin's roommate in the Gulag before communism took over. And my great-uncle Yakov was the one who was responsible for the ordering of the assassination of the Tsar and Tsarina and their family in the Ural city of Yekaterinburg. And because he ordered their assassination in honor of that, they renamed Yekaterinburg Sverdlovsk, which means the city of Sverdlov, which is named after my great-uncle, and they named not only the city but the entire province Sverdlovsk after him.
Now, you ended up here in the United States after this situation, the assassinations and various things, and you came here with your father, who was he in the military there in Russia?
No, my father actually was in the military here in the United States. And because they questioned the loyalty of my family between the United States and the Soviet Union, my family was monitored very closely, especially during the Nixon administration and previously. Our mail was opened, our phones were tapped, and that's why I was brought into, at a very young age, into this mind control program, because they used people who they knew were connected in some way to other mind control experiments, especially Soviet Union was involved in these experiments since the 1920s. You know, communism took control in 1917, and during the 1920s, the Russians were involved in many experiments involving electromagnetic energies, time travel, weaponry, all that kind of thing. And so they really were ahead of the United States.
Now, where did they get that technology from, the Russians?
Well, the Russians had developed technology, and this is a very interesting story. You know, there's a reason why the Russians, the Soviets, and the Russians wanted to expand their territory way beyond their borders. In the northern part of Russia, near the Finnish border, there is a peninsula that sticks out into the Arctic Sea. And that peninsula had artifacts and technology that was very old, and they didn't know who created it. And the Russians were very interested in redeveloping that, and they did. And if you remember, back in 1908, the Tunguska explosion over eastern Siberia, where supposedly an asteroid or some object from space came down and exploded and destroyed millions of square miles of territory and created lightning and storms all over the world. That was actually a spaceship that was chased by another spaceship and some kind of intergalactic or interstellar war, and destroyed the other ship over eastern Siberia.
And then, so there is proof and evidence then in various countries that UFOs actually exist.
Oh, absolutely. And the Soviets were in connection with a group from the star system called Tau Ceti.
Well, I have to stop you here. We're going to break, and I'm going to bring my co-host up, John Alastasis. When we return, callers 800-313-9443.
The The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
We're back, and we're here with both John Alastasis, my co-host, and also we're here with Stuart Swilo with Expansions. And you should go to his site. It's expansions.com, and if you go there, you'll find out a lot of information. And I'm going to bring John on. John, are you there?
Hey, Deanne. Yes. Sorry to be
Hi.
Late.
How are you doing?
Doing good.
We're talking here with Stuart, and Stuart, please continue where you left off before the break, because I am just fascinated with this story.
Oh, hi, John, by the way. And I was talking about the Soviet experimentations that were back from the 1920s forward, and the Soviet territory is so vast. You know, it's the largest country on Earth, and it occupies one-sixth of the land on the surface of the Earth. They had discovered in various territories, especially towards the Arctic Circle, a lot of ancient sites that obviously had been left by a higher technology civilization. They believed them to be extraterrestrial, and they redeveloped a lot of these technologies or retrofitted them and retro-developed them on their own. And so in the 1930s, the Soviet Air Force was already experimenting with aircraft that could go interdimensionally.
Now, this is a fascinating thing because someone is sending me some material as well about a air base they had, a landing strip under the ocean, folks. The Japanese had developed that around 1940s. where they could land aircraft right underneath the ocean in a landing place. Now, did you know anything about that, Stuart?
Yes. In fact, it was just off of Tokyo Bay, and it's a well-known fact in the U.S. government that this area just east of Tokyo under the bay is an old alien base that was opened up and used by the Japanese. You see, if you go back in history and you look at the real reasons why there were certain wars and why countries did what they did, you understand from a different perspective what they had in mind. That is why Russia now is expanding its territory into the Arctic Circle. It has nothing to do with natural gas and oil. It has to do with the artifacts that are underneath there that they want to get their hands on.
Well, that's interesting, too. There was an island there called, I think it's Terra Island, I think, in Antarctica. And there was also another place which was called John Ross Island, and there was a lot of expeditions going into that area back as far as the 1700s, and a lot of places have been mapped and surveyed, and a lot of underground activity. And I recently was looking at the temperatures that they were purporting in these areas, and you would think it would be freezing cold there all the time, and it's not. And they have a lot of underground facilities over in Antarctica in the North Pole. Is that correct?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And you know, the Earth is hollow. There are openings at the North Pole and at the South Pole. The South Pole opening, which is at the center of Antarctica, is totally covered over in ice and snow, so you cannot see it from the air. But the North Pole opening is about 1,300 miles wide from the point of when it starts to turn into the inside of the Earth, and that's one of the real reasons why aircraft are not allowed to fly directly over the North Pole, but only to the sides of it. The official reason is because of the magnetic anomalies, but the real reason is because they don't want you to see what's there.
Yeah, and there's also a number of domes there that the virus bears, they're actually called. And they, in fact, have done a lot of research on the virus bears that they've had there for quite a long time with a lot of people working on various scientific programs. Are you aware of that, Stuart?
Yes, and you know, it's not just at the poles, but in the continental United States, there are 131 underground bases located all over the country, and there's many, many others located throughout the rest of the world. The North Pole and Antarctica have a lot of these underground bases. The problem is that as you get closer to the openings to the inner Earth, then you get involved in some of the reptilian energies that are coming out there and basically blocking any entrances and anyone entering into this area. And so it's a very difficult situation. There's been many submarines from many countries who have gone towards the North Pole and were turned back by strange craft that were both under the ocean and flying in the air. As you know, almost every summer in Sweden, in landlocked lakes in Sweden, these very strange submarines appear and elude their navy and aircraft, and then they vanish. And seemingly no way of them to escape, but they vanish.
Well, that's that also you know, solidifies truth in reports by William Cooper. He had reported in some of his material that he was on a naval vessel and he saw a strange undersea. In fact, folks, there's undersea UFOs that take off from underneath the ocean and shoot out of the ocean and go places. And Cooper saw one of these, and he did not, at the point when he was giving information about it, understand exactly fully what it was. But some of this stuff is, you know, UFOs from other places, and some of them are experimental aircraft that they have developed here in this country and various other countries across the world. We're going to be right back with Stuart Swelo and John Alastasis when we return here.
Let's talk. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, we're back, and it's Late Night with Deanne, and we're here with my co-host, John Alstathis, and also Stuart Swalo. He has an organization called Expansions. You go to expansions.com on the Internet, wealth of information, books, tapes, and various things, and we're talking about the Montauk program. But what I'm trying to do is give you a basis of what is going on out there that you don't have a clue of. It exists. Now, I'm going to go back real quick here and give a kind of timeline, because I've done a lot of research on various things, and this is the thing that's fascinating. If you look into history of France, all underneath the area of France is tunneled out, just like Greece. And during the revolution, a lot of people that were trying to hide from being executed on the guillotine were hiding underground in sewers and underground tunnels going back into France, 1700s and there. And those tunnels go back to B.C., in fact, all over the country, all over the world. And there are underground air pockets in various places underneath the ocean and various things, and though down there in those areas, there are many people that were here above the planet that had been kidnapped and taken there to use as miners and people there to work in slave labor camps all underneath the planet. Is that not right, Stuart?
No, that's absolutely correct. And in fact, if we go back in history to the time of Christ, we know that Mary Magdalene and her children actually arrived in the south of France and established an empire there, living in the caves and tunnels that were all over the south of France.
And the interesting thing, too, even there were reports that some of the tribal people used to put women, young women, the virgins, in some of these underground tunnels or caves to keep them pure for rituals that would be for birthing purposes. But again, you know, this is kind of getting kind of deep, and I need to explain these more to people here, because again, if you are into research like I have, and Stuart and others, you'll find these things out, and then you will understand a little bit more of what the complicity of what these people are doing to people here on this planet. Now, Stuart, I wanted to ask you, 1944, I wanted to bring this up real quick. They had Operation Pluto going on. Were you familiar at all with Operation Pluto, which was the underground oil rigs that they put together?
Yes, that was actually started a little bit before that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it was 1937.
Yeah, 1937, but 1944 was when they started turning on the gas lines through these tunnels.
Yes, that's correct. And you know, it reminds me of a story that happened also in the late 1930s, and that is there was a coal mining company in West Virginia that was excavating under a mountain, and suddenly they broke through into this cavern that looked like a long tunnel in every direction, miles and miles with no end in sight, and the whole tunnel was glowing green, like as if there was some kind of phosphorescent lights, you know, embedded on it. And so the coal company called the state and asked if there were other mining companies in the area, and there weren't. And then they contacted the federal government, who came in, closed up the entrance, and dispersed the miners into other parts of the country so that they could not talk to each other or reveal what they saw. And then the government themselves started to go into the tunnel and excavate and create other areas there. And one of the largest underground cities in the world is really under West Virginia.
Well, and West Virginia has been known for, you know, mining and mining coal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another issue that I'm going to bring up about World War II, because, again, now we, you know, hear the history of the Jews being put into these death camps, and the Serbians and the Gypsies and things, and there's unaccountable numbers of people that they, you know, claimed that were in these camps, and then numbers were higher and lower. Now, I basically have alluded to the fact recently from doing some research, because I started looking into certain things, that a lot of this underground tunnels and caves and things happened to be where they had been placing a lot of these people that were captives, Jews, could have been Polish and people, and they were using them for mining coal, and they were changing coal into oil,
mm-hmm.
and they were doing it all during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where a lot of people were ending up missing, and a lot of the people that were dying, I would allude to in Auschwitz, may have been dead from not only the gas from the gas chamber, but from gas that was being emitted from them working in these underground chambers. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, as a matter of fact, if you know the map of Europe, you know, Poland and Germany are next to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And there is an area in southwestern Poland. It's a kind of a hilly, mountainous area. And underneath there are tunnels that go way deep underneath lakes and under mountains. And as the war was ending and the Russians were advancing towards Germany, the Germans sealed up these underground tunnels and caverns and literally blew up the entrances so that nobody could ever enter into there. Now, it wasn't until the 1960s that the Soviets, who then occupied Poland, broke open into these underground caverns and found miles and miles of roads that went into the deep earth. Some of them were blocked by stone walls. Some of them were, they found technology that they never knew the Germans had. And that whole tunnel system, then the Soviets sealed up because they were so afraid of what they found there, they themselves sealed it up again.
Yeah, well, and that goes back to where I'm going to take this and go back to Montauk. Now, during World War II, there was a number of experiments. Again, they were removing the eyes from individuals. They had the werewolf brigade, which I was fascinated when I found out about it when I was really young, and I kept reading about things in the Black Forest and reports of these genetically modified individuals that they had that were fighting machines and that were supposed to have been half man, half wolf. And there were also, and you, people listening to this will say, oh, my God, and, you know, she's making up things. You just really check into this and what they were doing in these experimental sites. Now, what they were doing, I would allude to, too, during World War II in these wars, where they were genetically altering and modifying people so that they could exist in these different areas underneath the planet because of the amounts of miles down under the planet. They would have to have lungs that would be able to substantiating breathing in gases. They have to have you know, the capability to be under the ocean. In fact, I saw pictures of gill men that were genetically modified and created for this, and this is the reason why they were doing many of the experiments, because they were using the people that were being experimented on, the ones that survived and were able to be mutated the way that they wanted for these expeditions that they were doing underground. Is that not right, Stuart?
Absolutely correct. And you know, that's what Montauk did. Is that it was, it wasn't just mind control and programming. They also did genetic experimentation, and that's one of the things they did to me, was they tried to create a person who could see into other realities without the use of a device. And so for 29 years, I was physically blind. I could not see physical reality in a conventional sense. They recalibrated my brain so that all I could see was energy fields, the colors, the vibrations, the symbols that emanate from living things and inanimate objects. And that is how I perceive reality.
And the thing is that to folks, if you don't believe this, they just had done something similar to, I think it was Stevie Wonder not too long ago. He could visually see various colors and imageries based on this experimental technology they had for sight. But again, these things that you're hearing about they're doing now have been in existence for 40 or 50 years. It's just now that they're allowing people to know some of this technology exists. Were you aware of this new sight thing that they were doing with modifying people so that they could, you know, have sight? Of some type of sight through light.
Yes, yes. And, you know, that was an outgrowth of the Montauk Project. And what they also are going to be doing with this, and actually have been doing with it, is to create virtual reality worlds where they actually have these devices that tap into the skull and tap into the left and right hemispheres of the brain and basically make you see a reality that's programmed into your brain. So that, in effect, you could be living in many, many different virtual worlds simultaneously and have no conscious awareness of where you are physically in the moment.
Well, that would explain the reason why people are not realizing where we are currently of some of the things that are going on. But I want to go back to the Montauk program, and I want to stick to that subject right now to get people to understand, and then I'm going to open up to questions for John and the listeners. Now, you were a part of this program, and they basically, you would go from your home there, or they just kept you there?
Well, both. There were, they had the technology to actually open up a wormhole from their underground base to any location, anywhere. So if they wanted to take someone from their home, they can instantly, by tapping into the vibration of that particular location, create a wormhole from the Montauk underground area to that person's home, come and take that person and bring them into Montauk, and then do whatever was necessary, or experimentation, genetic manipulation, whatever they were doing, and then through the use of time technology could return the person right back to the point of origin with almost no time passing. and the person not even consciously being aware of what has happened to them. Of course, that person then would develop nightmares, physical symptoms, a flash of memory would come up because they couldn't block it completely. And so this is a technology that has existed for a long time. It really did come from alien technology that was given to the government that they then...
Well, I wanted to ask John, do you have any questions for Stuart here?
Well, last time we talked, I was asking about the Mothman prophecies and what actually happened there, and you were expounding on that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Mothman is actually part of what Deanne was talking about earlier, these experimentations where they would mix genetics of human with other creatures, and Mothman was basically a human moth genetic blend, which they call a chimera, which is when you take two species that are not related and blend their genetics to create a hybrid of them. And this creature was let loose to see what it would do in society, to see how it would react, how people would react to it. And that's basically what Mothman was about. And once that was determined, they brought him back into the inner laboratories and never let it out again.
The thing is, too, John, you know, again, a lot of these laboratories have certain species that they have used to genetically modify, mm-hmm. and they use both animal protein and human protein. Some of the experiments they have deal with trying to make perfect people. Some of them experiments are to make body parts. There's a human tree that they had genetically modified to grow limbs in case someone got ill. Stuart, do you know anything about that?
Yes, they are able to grow, really, they can turn on the genetics. In other words, you know, right now, the way human beings are developed, you know, if you lose a limb, the genetics aren't open to grow a new one. But you can open the sequences and the genetics so that limbs can grow, just like there are certain reptilian creatures where if you cut a tail off or a leg off, a new one grows. Now, we do have organs on our body, like skin and liver, that when you remove part of it, it regenerates. And they can turn the rest of those genetics off for any part of the body to grow limbs, organs, etc.
Now, in your particular circumstance, when you were in the Montauk program, you were a young boy, and there were other children there as well.
Yes.
And they had your particular group of children were involved with this one process with seeing, or were, was it that just you personally, you were used for this one particular program to make your eyes different, to see different realities?
Yes, there were others that they used, and, you know, they used both alien and Nazi German experimentation technology. A lot of the people on whom they experimented didn't survive. They died because they couldn't take the intensity of the electromagnetics and microwaves. I was an anomaly to them because I survived, and I wasn't supposed to survive. And so they wanted to study me further to see why I was alive and why I wasn't a basket case, you know. And because a lot of the people went into mental institutions, they became criminally insane. They could not function, the ones that survived, and many of the others just died.
And that also happened with the master race, the people that were in World War II that were genetically modified, that were supposed to have been the perfect German. Mm. A lot of those individuals ended up in the Black Forest, and a lot of them committed suicide due to the same pressure and things. Is that not correct?
That's also correct. And you know what other people don't realize is that at the end of World War II, there was a large contingent of these people that made their way to Antarctica, to what the Germans called Neuschwabenland, and they had a vast, and still have a vast underground base there in Antarctica. And both the British and the Americans in 1946 and 1947 sent expeditions, army, military aircraft, and navy to Antarctica without an explanation.
Well, you know, and you're talking 1947, and I wanted to trip back to 1944 again. In Auschwitz, in 1944, I'm hoping I remember the month correctly. I think it was March. It's on my website. I think it's March 28th was the date that they turned on the gas in Auschwitz. But that was the same day that they turned on the gas in this Operation Pluto, which was this whole network of underground oil facilities. Now, in Auschwitz, which was being headed up by IBM Corporation and also those folks with Fabrin, they were involved with this alleged gas. Now, they were saying that, and I wanted to ask you, Stuart, on this, that the gas that they alluded to being used in Auschwitz was actually a gas that was no way that anyone could really move around because of the fact that it was very dangerous just for anyone to come in contact with it. So from it being 1944 that this Operation Pluto gas thing went on, would it not be the same gas that was coming from Operation Pluto that actually triggered whatever happened to the Jews in Auschwitz? We'll talk more when we come back with Stuart Swilo and John Alstasis after this break. Call us 800-313-9443.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, we're back, and we're here. We're talking with Stuart Swilo of Expansions. Go to expansions.com. Read this information. Get the books because, again, there's a lot of information out there that we have no clue of what is going on and the capabilities of what the various countries across the world are involved in. And this really interesting fact here is the fact that we don't understand, and we don't understand how they are using different factors of religion, belief systems for us to basically war and cause chaos amongst one another, because then when we're doing those things, we are not really knowledgeable of things that are going on right before our eyes. Is that not right, Stuart?
Oh, yes. And, you know, there's a group called the Illuminati, or they call themselves the Illuminati, which are the 13 families that are in control of the entire Earth and all of its resources. And basically what we're seeing out there now is the infighting between the families in order to have the control over the others. And the three who are doing the most fighting are the Windsors in Britain, the Rothschilds in Germany, and the Romanovs in Russia. And they're all fighting against one another right now to get control of the entire planet. And I should tell the audience that the Windsors in Britain really do control in North America, the United States and Canada, and Australia and other countries, while the Rothschilds basically control the EU, Africa, and parts of Asia. And so what we're seeing, if we look at it from this perspective, when we see the wars going on and the acts of terrorism, we realize these are families fighting against one another, using countries as battlegrounds.
And we're basically the tools.
Yeah.
We are the slave labor that they use above and underground. Now, going back to what happened to you in the Montauk program, now, they were doing things in the area of New York, and it got to the point in the 70s that people started realizing some of the things that were going on, and eventually they shut down the base, correct?
Well, in 1983, in fact, it was August 12, 1983, the experiment went awry when one of the psychics that they were using in what they had called the Montauk chair actually fell asleep, and no one was paying attention to what was going on, and he mentally created something that started to destroy the base, and the only way to shut it down was to destroy the equipment and just cut it off. So in effect, August 12, 1983 is when Montauk Project ended in that form that existed for 13 years. Subsequently, things were rebuilt and changed, and it became more of a weather modification center and also a weapons testing area, which was involved in the particle beam accelerator from Brookhaven National Labs in another part of Long Island. And that particle beam accelerator was used to bring down TWA 800, also Egypt Air, and also the Swiss Air flight.
Now, I'm in agreement with that because, again, you know, I've been looking at signatures and various other things, and there were a group of scientists that came up and said that they were finding some weird levels coming from underground New York, and they were trying to get individuals to look into that, and they were not getting any media and or any one to really listen to them. And we're going to talk more here when we come back with Stuart after this break.
With